Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine.
What?
I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you heard me?
Oh,
well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
Welcome to tonight's show. It is Monday, the beginning of the week. So, you know, DJ GQ, Miss Robin Lynn, Vibes Live Radio had to, you know, bring in the clowns. Where the clowns at tonight? The clowns everywhere in America. Where y'all asses at tonight? No one is tuned in tonight. I want to send the clowns to y'all because we got a lot of goddamn clowns in the world today, man. I'm telling you. DJ GQ, what's up, man? How you feeling tonight, the brother? GQ, you there?
He's fighting that mute button again.
Oh, never mind. That's not GQ. I'm sorry. That's the Egyptian goddess. I'm sorry. I'm having a tough time tonight over here on the thing. But, you know, it's John A. We are celebrating the clowns tonight. So, you know, what other way to open up the show is send their asses in, you know, the clowns. What's up, Robin Lynn, Maven, Vibes Live Radio, Seattle, Washington. Tell the people where we at tonight.
Yeah. Oh, well, first of all, we are blasting on DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibes Live Radio, Spreaker Radio, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeart Radio, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and more.
So what's going on with you, Miss
Robin? Oh, man, I'm just excited, man. I see, like, red and blue and yellow and balloons and big red juicy lips everywhere. Just clowns everywhere, man. What's
clowns
up with
everywhere.
That?
Yeah, we got another hot show for you guys tonight. We got one of the hottest working entertainers, indie artists in the game. It seems like, damn, when you get one song from her, she's got another damn song get ready to be released and everything. I had to slow her ass down a little bit, but that's the Egyptian goddess. What's up, Janae? How you feeling tonight, baby?
What's up, DJ Sean? What's up? What is going on? We are here.
Yeah, you know, trying to entertain the clowns tonight, you know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of them in this industry.
You know I am here for the bullshit because I am ready to put it all out on the table.
So how has it been since the last time you've been on here with, it wasn't Pussy Bill, dude. I forgot the last song.
I think the last song was Honey Bun.
Yeah, Honey Bun. So how's everything been since Honey Bun? Yeah.
Well, it's been the same. I've been consistent. I've been working. I've been in the studio putting in that hard work in, and, you know, and it's paying off. And I'm so excited. You know, my album, Scorpionic, dropped Memorial Day, so it's going down.
Yeah, I saw that. And that sexy black and everything, girl. There's nothing like a sexy woman in black. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems like you and the thing about it is you do all your production, you do your own, you know, your videos for your music, you do all yourself, and how does that come along for you? Go ahead, tell us.
I'm a bad bitch, and what people are going to realize is that they're going to have to put some spec on my name, not respect, some spec on it, because I'm the type of girl, I am not to no label, I ain't signed to nobody, and right now I'm fully independent, I'm my own boss, Rock Goddess Entertainment, Egyptian Goddess Entertainment, and I make sure I get my feature artists, and I am, you know, working with other videography. I'm editing. I'm making my cover art. I am doing choreography. I am writing, you know, because people don't write no more. And, you know, I am working with people that want to work with me, and that's what it's about. And, you know, I am, you know, putting all this together because this is something that I have a passion for. I am a born entertainer. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. And I'm excited, and that's what it's all about.
That's right. So, you know, you've been doing yourself by yourself. So how's the industry, you know, people are taking you in the industry, Johnny?
How are people taking me in the industry? I feel that for the most part, what I learned, that if they don't see it, they're not going to believe it. You see what I'm saying? So people have to really see what you're doing. That's just like, I know how to kick my leg over my head. And people just going to be like, oh, okay, But until they see you do it, that's when it becomes believable. Everybody's not going to have the faith in you from the door, you know. So I learned that you have to have the finished package before you try to persuade somebody to believe in what you believe in, for the most part, when you knock on the big man's door. So what I try to do is do everything that I can on my own. So then when I package it the way that I want it to be packaged, then people can see all the things that I was telling them I was able to do. And that's why a lot of people are gagging right now, because a lot of people was like, oh, well, I don't know about this, and I don't think this may, oh, okay, so now, boom, Scorpionic, a whole album, done, 6 months, stop playing with me.
Wow, that's, you're very talented, and that's why I like fucking with you and everything, because you're real, you speak your mind, you don't hold nothing back, and so outside of music, how is the acting, you know, the dancing and stuff coming along, Johnny?
Other than that, I am booked in Miami for a show called Evictions, and it's going to be amazing. I get to, Peter London, shout out to Peter London and the Global Dance Company. He pulled me out of retirement. This is one of my college dance professors that I've studied dance with Lamone and Horton and Martha Graham. And he, you know, called me and said, hey, you know, I need you for a project and I need you to do a solo. So I'll be a guest soloist in Miami and leave Wednesday. So I'll be down there and we film on the, I think it's the 29th. So that is going great. I've been Zooming rehearsals. I never did a Zoom rehearsal before. So, like, this is a new experience, you know, and it taught me that, you know, it's no excuse. It's ways to, you know, still do what you got to do and still get out there and, you know, hustle and get it going. And I am embodying Billie Holiday. And I learned so much about her and her. And yes, in her artistry and how, you know, being a female in the music industry, in a dominated male industry, can be very tough. So Billie Holiday was a woman that was, you know, we use this word called strong black woman, but I want to say resilient. She was very resilient and she was a woman of fists, which, you know, she didn't take no bullshit from these guys or, you know, these white guys that was, you know, really trying to control her career. And despite of everything, she rose to the top. And, you know, she's an icon and she's a legend. So I'll be embodying her. And, you know, I'm excited.
Can't wait. Can't wait. I just want to say, you know, since me and you, I like your motivation. You know, you speak your mind, and we need a lot more artists like that. A lot more individuals like that as well. So nobody else don't like you like y'all like you. And you got a fan over here, DJ Sean.
Listen, but that's all that matters. And, you know, people talk about, followers. And listen, I only need five real motherfuckers in the building. And that's all, that's all the real people that I need. Okay?
All right, this must be 803. This must be Cola C. What's up, Cola C?
Cola C, what's up?
Yeah, Cola C in the house. Batman and Robin.
My baby.
Yeah, Cola C. What's going on, Cola C? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing tonight? How y'all feeling?
Good. Tell us a little bit of who Cola C. Who is Cola C? Not Coca-Cola, but Cola C. Who's Cola C? Yeah. Who's Cola C? You gonna tell us who you are? You there? Oh, we lost her. Well, she'll get shared us back. Well, we got two of the baddest DJs on the show tonight, no other than DJ Debo and his twin brother, DJ GQ. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's going on, family? How everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Doing good. What's up, GQ? Can't hear you. You get real quiet when your brother starts talking.
I'm here. Just
okay,
chilling.
There
just
you
chilling.
Go.
Okay, there you
okay.
go.
How everybody doing tonight?
We're doing good, man. Glad to have you here, brother.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Where Devo, Robin you get... is? She up here?
Yeah, she on here.
I'm right here.
She's about to change.
I'm ready
yeah.
for you. I'm ready.
I hear you.
So what's going on, DJ Debo, man? How's life treating you, brother?
Man, I'm on my way to Walgreens right now.
All right.
I'm going to get some cough syrup, cold medicine, whatever else they got in there. Orange juice, orange peelings, orange.
And a nicotine patch. Nicotine patch, too, right?
He ain't answer that one, y'all.
He getting all call certain shit, but he just don't know a damn
Fuck.
Cigarettes keep you sick too. Yeah.
Bro, I ain't smoking.
Oh, okay.
I ain't smoking.
You need to get a hold of Robert to get you smoking now. You can believe that shit.
Hold on.
Do that
yeah,
good
I bet
shit.
You will.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, DJ Debo, DJ GQ, we got one of the hardest working independent artists in the land. Janae, the Egyptian goddess, is back with us with her song called Bestie. And Cola C was just on. I don't know what's going on with her phone, Janae. I'm going to try to wait for her a little bit longer before we go into our song. Well, let's go back in time to one of Johnny's songs. You know, it's almost the first of the month, Robin Lynn. So, you know, that pussy bills do, y'all. That's right.
Yeah. Hey.
I got three.
First of the month. First of the month is due. It's due. As John A, the Egyptian. Let me try this, John A. Let me see. Let me call her because I want to get her on. Hold on. Let me see if she can pick up. I don't know what's going on down there in South Kakalaki.
She said that she tried to call back.
Oh, shit. All right, let's see what we got here.
Oh, wow, prank phone call.
What is going on? What she got going on?
She probably think I'm a bill collector. That's right, I'm collecting.
You know, she's all right.
All the way out of the country.
She got a bill due, too.
Yeah, that one got swingling bill due.
Yeah, swingling bill due now, damn it.
Swingling.
Good Lord, ain't no voicemail on this phone?
I'm dead. Not to do
nope.
energy.
Nope. Well,
this might be in the woods, man. You know how it go.
Yeah, I guess the 5G isn't working down there, Cola C.
All right.
Okay. All right. So, Johnny, what's the score? What's the name of the album that's being dropped on Memorial Day again? I'm sorry.
The name of the album is called Scorpionic.
Where did that name come from? Because you're a scorpion? Is that your zodiac?
I'm a Scorpio. And the reason why I named it Scorpionic is because, I'm sorry, I'm up here slurping on crab legs.
And that's some shit.
Well, I thought you said you twerking with some crab legs.
I am slurping on some crab legs, some corn, and some green mussels, and it's going down over here. It's going down. But anyways, back to the album. So, Scorpionic is me. I am a Scorpio, November 6th is going down, yes. And, you know, the reason why I named it that is because a part of me being a Scorpio, it's different parts of me, it's different layers. You know, I could be turnt, I could be super quiet, I can be that girl that you want me to be. I'm very adaptable in every situation. I could be turned up, but I can also be sexy. I can be butchy. I can give you whatever you want. I can rap. I can sing. I can dance. I model. So it's like it's all packaged in that album. And if you listen to the lyrics and you get into the genres, the different styles that I'm doing, I take you all the way up and I take you all the way down. I want people to see how ratchet I can get and how soft I can get as well. So that's what it's all about. So when I say Scorpionic, you know, of course, Scorpio is ruled by water. So water is so adaptable, and it forms in whatever shape that you put it in.
All right. Wow. That breaks it down. Break it down. Well,
yeah.
Johnny, go ahead. Let's go ahead into your song, because I know Debo, I was telling Debo about it. Go ahead and shout your song out so we can go ahead and get it on for the listeners. Tonight.
Well, the song is called Bestie, and I did this song, and after you guys hear it, let me know what you think, and I'll tell you the backstory and everything that's on it. And, you know, it's basically about, you know, it's me, my boo, and my best friend, and I wanted to, you know, create a song talking about my best friend and, you know, how it's just us against the world and, you know, something really fun, something hot for the summer. And, you know, we took it all the way back to the 90s. So, you know, listen to Bestie and let me know what you think.
All right, here we go. DJ GQ, DJ Debo, Robin Lynn, Maven Vibes Live Radio, and the Hilltop Radio Show family out there listening and everywhere else as we're syndicated on. We'll be right back.
Say love.
I was jamming to the beat and writing to the flow. M.I.A. H-Town L.A. All around the world going down in the A. I'm a dancer queen, real smooth machine. Catch me on the front page magazine. Best friend,
hey girl,
you know what I mean. Stepping through the scene with a gangster lean. We gon' turn up, put your drinks in the air. We trim a little loud cause nobody really care. It's the weekend and we love to play. While we rock it to the beat, tell me what you wanna say.
It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night to the weekend. It's me and you and my best friend. We gon' jam all night to the moment. My boo and my best friend. We gon' party all night through the weekend.
My boo in a 305, bout to blow up poo in a slip and slide. Looking real mean, if you know what I mean. Eating cornbread, real thin collard greens. He got my back, no matter where we at. Like full flat tires on the Cadillac. It's me, my boo, hanging with your crew. And don't forget my bestie too. We gon' turn up, one time, put the drinks up. We loud, we loud, we vibing. Right here, right now, we popping. We oh so fly. We gon' turn up, one time, put the drinks up. We loud, we vibing. Right here, right now, we popping. We also fly.
Color C on the beat, fresh from my head to feet. All you girls that wanna be, can never ever get my beat. We gon' turn it up and not the party going up. Stars going down my young dog, hit him with that beatbox. Do your dance on the beat, me and I bring the heat. Put this song on repeat, cause you know we kinda eat. Pull up gang strong, money long when we hit the scene. Focus on the charity, so I just make the scene free. Got some dudes on the knee, looking at my kitty cat. While I thought I'd have back, you know I made that ass clap. Since the dude home, I just have fun with him. I don't really care, feel him, I just freaking didn't forget him. Corpio up in the bed and we 100, we the realest. Man, I been with the chillin', toss the fat, we steady killin'. Turn it up, we'll see your cup, turn it up, see your cup.
Best friend, let me tell you a little secret. My boo got a big one and he's so conceited. I ride on the beat and I glide on the flow. Doorbell ringing, let me see who at the door. I just got paid and I got my little stimulus. Swapping credit cards and we already going ludicrous. Niggas no need step you in the back. Scratch paint off his car and it's in the back.
It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night to the weekend. It's me and you and my best friend. We gon' jam all night to the moment. It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night to the weekend.
You guys, that's Johnny with featuring Cola C. Bessie right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. DJ Debo, I know I can just hear your mind going around in circles. I already know you want to break it down. Go ahead, big brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said she took it back to the 90s, and damn it, she didn't. You know, not only with the flow, but I heard that element in the background. I hear that Chubb Rock element going on. Treat 'em right. I hear that going on. I also heard a little... sound like it could have been a little sample from an old school junk called And the Beat Goes On.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of something in there. And it also reminded me of a Slick Rick track, too.
Yep.
So she did, whoever did the work, he did some nice, he switched it up right good, but I could recognize what it was. And it's great. I think it all fit, and especially with your rap. You know, with the flow going on with it. Yeah. I like it. And I could crank it, too.
Yeah, I like it, too. I like everybody that you said, Debo. I was up here saying the same thing. Slick Rick, Chubb Rock, and what people do for money. and a little bit of Play It At Your Own Risk. I heard a little bit of that beat in, sample beat in that as well, too. DJ GQ, what's up, man? Talk to us.
I was on point. I really liked the vibe. Her delivery was good, too. I really had the track.
69.95, cash that right damn now. You can get it. Robin Lynn, that's something you can jump out of 4 or 5 cakes to, right?
Hot, hot, hot. Burn the whole damn place down. Hot. Hot. Love, Janae, I love your music. Love your music. I love you.
Well, somebody we need to connect her with is Prince Charlie C of Rob Master Scott and Don Every Three. That would be a nice little tantrum,
oh,
her
know what?
And him. You know what I'm saying? He loves that old school stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Huh. Have to hit him up. Okay.
Yeah, have to hit him up and get him connected with her. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Bestie, what's going on? Talk to us.
Is Cola C back on or no?
No, she ain't back on.
Okay,
let me
I'll cuss her out later. It's all right. I'll cuss her out later.
I'll try her again.
You know better.
Yeah, I'll try her again.
The show must go on. So this is the thing. So Bestie, I'm glad that everybody really loved the track. I really wanted to take it back because, you know, nowadays you have a lot of people, you know, it's the kids is taking over, right? So, you know, everybody is really doing this cat in the hat and they're not delivering actual lyrics and they're not pushing their pen like my girl Nikki said. And what I'm telling you, I am sitting in my room, I'm up during the late hours of the night and I'm writing and I'm rehearsing before I go on the studio. I don't have time to be out here turning up and partying and all this stuff. I have a dream that I'm trying to accomplish. So my thing is with this song, just like how you named all the, you know, the artists from, you know, the 80s and the early 90s, you know, I tried to embody those characters and I tried to put it all in one. And I'm glad you guys was able to recognize those things and those elements because, you know, it came to life. Now, when it comes down to working with other women, I haven't really had too much success working with other women in the industry because of whatever reasons they have personally. You know, so I have reached out to a certain individual. I'm going to say her name. Her name is Tasha Diva. And, you know, we was cool. Everything was good. You know, she said that she was going to, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And, you know, and everything was, you know, we was about to pop it off. Because I really feel like she has that style that, you know, she could really, like, that's who I thought about. And then on top of that, everybody was saying that we should work together for the longest. We were supposed to have a song out. But, we got schedules. We're busy. So once I finally took the initiative to do it, it was like, yes. So I get a text one day, and she said, well, girl, you know, I really wanted to do this. But, you know, my team feels that, you know, this is not the sound that we're going for. And, you know, I hope we feel cool. And, you know, I'm like, wait a motherfucking fuck. Shit, who the fuck do you think you Mariah Carey with my motherfucker? Oh, who do you think you is, Manifest? Let me tell you something. So I was just like, okay, girl. So, you know, we both independent artists. Like, who are you, what are you talking about? Like, and then on top of that, the shit that I've done for you, girl, I don't drove all down, up and down Charlotte with your motherfucking ass. Why we can't work together? What's the problem? And then on top of that, you ain't got a mouth to say, well, you know, this is my girl. Everybody knows that we cool, and this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that serious. What are you talking about? I do give her some proper respect because, you know, she's been in the game a little bit longer than me, and, you know, she got songs out and everything. So, you know, I do have some time, and I was inspired by her work and her work ethic, because, you know, she's also another female, black female, and she is, you know, doing her thing. And I wanted to us to collaborate, and, you know, because, number one, we both agreed, and then number two, everybody else is saying the same thing, and then it would have made so much sense for her to be on the track. But, you know, when she gave me that check, I'm like, who the fuck is these people in your camp? I'm like, so what? Is it new people or whatever? Because these are the people that I knew that she was messing with. So, why all of a sudden, this is not the sound. Like, what sound are you talking about? Like, you know, like, I was just really confused. So, you know, be looking out for this record, girl, because, you know, this is what it came down to. And it's no real beef, because, you know, this is entertainment, and, you know, I'm not taking everything serious, but I'm just like, well, girl, like, you know, you're missing out. Like, this was hot. So, anyways, I reached out to an actual best friend. Her name is Cola C, and she's been doing a lot of, you know, stuff on the internet, and, you know, she got a lot of views on Facebook and YouTube with just doing freestyles. And, you know, it take a real bitch like me to put her on. And it take a real bitch to say, look, sign up for BMI, and I'm going to put you on this track because you're my friend, and, you know, and we're going to be talking about what we actually living. There's a lot of people talking shit that they're not even living in real life, okay? So my thing was, let me put my friend on, and, you know, and you know what? Things happen for a reason, so I wasn't too mad. But I was just like, girl, like, what are we doing, girl? We both independent artists. Like, who is these people? Fuck that nigga that told you. You should have been able to say, nah, that's my girl. She gonna do it. This is what we gonna do. I was signed a big machine or somewhere in L.A. Girl, you doing the same shit that I'm doing. So, and you know what? And I, you know, I dropped my album. And, you know, she's going to gag when she hears this on the radio, street radio. So, you know, I wish she was able to be a part of it for us. Keep it cute. So, anyways, that was the backstory. And then on top of that, I was supposed to, by the way, music video is coming out, like, probably, like, next week. So stay tuned, because when I get back from Miami, I'm shooting in Miami some other footage for another project, because I'm booked and busy. Yeah. And then I come back, and I should have the footage, the music video should be out on my website first, exclusive, JeneTheEgyptianGoddess.com. Sign up. And then on YouTube as well, it should premiere. So quick fun story. I had a guy that he was supposed to, okay, so the song says me, my boo, and my best friend. So it was supposed to be me, my boo, and then it was supposed to be my best friend, which is Cola C. So the boo, when we was filming, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm putting you out, but I'm not going to say your name. He was on house arrest, so we were supposed to film, like, you know, this hood nigga, and, you know, he's this hood nigga, he's on house arrest, this is my boo, you know what I'm saying? It's real gut, it's real back in the day, real 90s, so, you know, I really wanted to get some raw footage. And he cannot be outside of Charlotte. I took this motherfucking nigga to Belmont, thinking Belmont is part of Charlotte. I almost got this nigga cased up. So I had to drive all the way around and take him back to Charlotte. And while I'm trying to make arrangements in my head and drive at the same time, I end up passing Charlotte and going to Concord. And I was like, I'm really about to get this nigga fucked up. God damn, what am I doing? So I turned around and, you know what, we just gonna figure something out. But anyways, we didn't get to shoot. So it's, you really just gonna see me, my boo, but, you know, just we're gonna embody the boo. But we just got me and my best friend. But you get the song. It's, you know, it's really raw, and, you know, I did not curse in this one. So this is definitely radio worthy. And, you know, and I just, you know, I wish people, and especially other females, and I know if you're not gonna get a yes all the time, right? Now, I understand there's going to be a lot of no's, and trust me, I got a lot of no's, and that's why I said you got to come with the finished package so people can understand what you're talking about, and then they get it. But what I'm saying is I wish more females can really work together, and we can really show up and unify. And unfortunately, it's a little small when it comes down to the rap industry and, you know, with the females. And now it's becoming a boom. You know, shout out to Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion for doing anything right now. And, you know, even the women, you know, and from back in the day that did their thing, you know, Lil Kim, Foxy Brown, all of that. I'm inspired by all artists because it's a piece that you could take from everybody and it's no hate. And I wish we can all do that because I get more love from the niggas. And that don't even make no motherfucking sense. I ain't never had a problem with a nigga being on my track. Like, most of my features are men. And I applaud the black men that you know, worked with me, never had a problem with them, and always, you know, checked on me, make sure I was good. You know, shout out to Max Suge. Shout out to Long Money. Shout out to Darkface, my man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that, you know, is a part of, and even more that get behind the scenes, you know. It took a lot to put this album together, and no matter how hard it got, no matter how many times I had to start over in the studio, go back, do it again, cancel it, you know, I'm not a quitter, you know, and I make sure if I have a goal, I'm going to push all the way to the end and make sure I get what I got. Go ahead, y'all.
No, you're good. Johnny, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media and where they can get your music at.
Well, number one, you could go to JeneeTheEgyptianGoddess.com. That is Jenee, the EgyptianGoddess.com. You can get exclusive content from me. You could go and see all my music that I'm putting out. You can see behind-the-scenes footage. You could get also access to different photos, different songs that I'm doing that before I release them, and then of course you can get my content on YouTube. Jenee TV is the channel, and then also I am worldwide. Hello, you guys. I'm on major platforms right now. I'm on Apple. I am on Spotify. I am on Amazon Music, Google Play. I am on Tidal. I fucking love Tidal. Listen, y'all go support Tidal, my guy Jay-Z. Like, they doing their thing over there. They got a whole playlist going on. So I'm excited. So, you know, put in Jenee the Egyptian Goddess. You will see all my music. Yes.
All right. When does your album drop again, Jenee?
My album dropped Memorial Day. That is actually, I forgot what day that falls on, but that is the 31st, I believe. I think it's a Monday, right? It's a Monday, yeah. May 31st. I'll be in Miami when it drops. So, you know, I'll be turning up, and then I'll be flying back to Charlotte because my sister's having a birthday dinner, and she demands my presence. So I have to fly back. Oh, she's going to kill me, so she's going to hold that forever.
All right. This was Jenee, the Egyptian Goddess, right here on Hilltop Radio Show. Jenee, we want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being part of the show. Unfortunately, we couldn't have Pola C on the show, but maybe once she gets her technical difficulties straight, maybe we can bring her on and she can talk about, you know, collabing with you on this song.
Yes, this sounds good. Does anybody have any feedback before I go?
Any feedback, Debo?
Go ahead, Debo.
Somebody.
Go ahead, Robin.
I just want to say, I think that you are awesome, and I'm always so happy and excited to see your drive. It's very, very, very rare, especially in the females. So you keep right on keeping on, okay? Yeah, you're my Lola Falana.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead, Debo.
I just want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing, you know. It'll all pay off. It's paying off. And that 90s, going back into that 90s, that was a good look. I appreciate you doing that. And not only that, don't worry about who who's going to work with you. That's for them to worry about working with you. You know what I mean? You do you. You understand? You do you. Keep doing you. That's day loss. No,
right.
See,
don't get me
started.
That's a big loss.
A big loss.
Don't get me started on that situation. Go ahead, Debo. I'm sorry.
No, you good, bro. But just keep putting one foot in front of the other, baby. I got you. I'll support you. And I rocks with you. You real as a motherfucker. And I fucks with you. Do what you do, boo.
I fuck with you, too.
Go ahead. GQ, go ahead, man. Anything else you want to add there?
No, I agree with Debo. I feel the same way Debo feels.
Well, you know, you agree with your brother in a minute.
That man has a lame word.
Well, John, you already know how I feel. So, you know, me and you on the same page. So, you know what I mean?
How you feel, DJ John? Tell me how you feel.
Hey, man, it's like they lost. They just, you know, here's the thing, Debo, and you know, this is a whole nother conversation we're going to jump into.
Some artists
can't collab with good talented artists. It ain't what the management say, is what the artist can't write lyrics
you know,
to that
get
beat.
Exposed. You fuck around and get exposed too.
Exactly.
They can't vibe. They're not artists.
Exactly. So you gotta make some type of BS. No, I'm not gonna use abbreviations. You gotta make some type of bullshit excuse to keep from being on that level. You know, everybody's on a higher level. This is like you know, taking Busta Rhymes and trying to have him sing with the late great B.B. King. You know what I mean? It probably could happen if it was still alive, but you gotta understand your level of MCing is on a higher level than most. And I ain't taking nothing away from her and her skills, but they're not where yours at. So I would have laughed at the shit, because the shit is hilarious to me. You know, that's why I started the show off with sending the clowns, because we got a lot of clowns out here in the industry, y'all. And it's time to, I'm not even going to say, Debo, time to put the baby away. These babies are grown-ass people, man. These so-called managers that act like their artists are, you know, big time. Well, one, I haven't seen no gold albums. I haven't seen no big-time streaming, big-time streams over a certain amount. People fabricating their numbers and shit. It's no way that this shit happens overnight. But only these clowns come with all this Action Jackson shit. And let me stop before I get started, because we do have a segment tonight, Debo, called Say It With Your Chest. This is Cola C. What's up, Cola C? Welcome back. Your 5G ain't working. Your 5G ain't working down there in South Carolina.
Ooh, girl, I was about to cuss you out. I was about to come out there in the woods and find you and cuss you out, girl.
South Carolina. You didn't come to South Carolina, did you? Huh?
Say it one more time.
I said you didn't come from South Carolina, did you?
Yeah, I had to. Because I even tried to call you. I called you from my
girl,
from
I said what you gotta say before your phone drop again. Go ahead and say what you gotta say.
And then I went, I'm back. Y'all coming for me.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe they ain't coming for you, like, coming for your cell phone provider.
My cell phone.
I'm glad I'm putting my phone.
Nah,
so how did you feel working on set with me? How did you feel working on set with me? How did you feel when I gave you the phone call? I put you down. I put you on. Like, what was going through your head when you came into the goddess presence?
Listen, I felt all the energy. Like, I felt the energy. I was like, it's just something, you know, that told me this is I love this beat. I love this
you know, this whole scenery, the whole theme, it was just, it was like the perfect timing for everything. So like, well, you called me, I was like, you know, we've been trying to link for the longest in the studio, and we've been screaming, you know, like, we're going to make something, collab or something like that, and we finally did it, and it, I felt all the energy, like, it was lit.
Well, Cola, see, hold right there. Let's play the song so you can hear it live worldwide here on the Hilltop Radio Show before your 5G goes out real quick, all right? Yeah, I'm coming for you. You need to make a song about 5G. Yeah.
You know what, Jimmy? That's gonna be our next one, 5G.
Yeah, make a song about 5G. Yeah.
Yeah, my prepaid 5G.
All right, y'all. Here we go. One more time, Bestie. Dane, the Egyptian Goddess, featuring Cola C.
Say love. I was jamming to the beat and writing to the flow. MIA, H-Town, LA. All around the world going down in the A. I'm a dancer queen, real smooth machine. Catch me on the front page magazine. Best friend,
hey girl.
You know what I mean. Stepping through the scene with a gangster lean. We gon' turn up, put your drinks in the air. We swimming a little loud cause nobody really care. It's the weekend and we love to play. While we rockin' to the beat, tell me what you wanna say.
It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night to the weekend. It's me and you and my best friend. We gon' jam all night to the moment. My best friend, we gon' party all night till the weekend.
My boo in a 305, about to blow up pool in a slip and slide. Looking real mean, if you know what I mean. Eating cornbread and real thin collard greens. He got my back, no matter where we at. Like full flat tires on the Cadillac. It's me, my boo, hanging with your crew. And don't forget my bestie too. We gon' turn up, one time. Put the drinks up, we live, vibing. Right here, right now, we popping. We oh so vibe. We gon' turn up, one time. Put the drinks up, we live, we vibing. Right here, right now, we we also fire.
Call a seat on the beat, fresh from my head to feet. All you girls I wanna be can never ever get like me. We gon' turn it up and not the party going up. Stars going down like young Jock, hitting with that beatbox. See you dance on the beat, me and they bring the heat. Put this song on repeat, cause you know we kinda eat. Pull up gang, strong money, long when we hit the scene. Focus on the chest, so I estimate the scene. Got your dudes on his knees, looking at my kitty cat. While I thought I'd add back, you know I made that ad class. It's a dude home, I just had fun with him. I don't really care, feel him, I just freaking didn't forget him. Scorpios up in the bed and we 100, we the realest. Mind our business, we the chillin', talk to Vary, steady killers. Put it up, we'll see your cup, turn it up.
My boo got a big one and he's so conceited. I ride on the beat and I glide on the floor. Doorbell ringing, let me see who has the dough. I just got paid and I got my little stimulus. Swapping credit cards and we already going ludicrous. Niggas know me, step you in the back. Scratch the paint off his car and he pay back.
It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night till the weekend. It's me and you and my best friend. We gon' jam all night till the moment. It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night till the weekend.
Cola C, Johnny, the Egyptian Goddess. What's up,
yes.
Cola C? Let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media there, sweetheart.
Are you still there, girl?
Yes, I'm still here. Y'all can follow me at Aisha on the Flow on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
Well, while we are here, I want to thank
I want to thank everybody so much for letting me be a part of this, Sean. You already know. Thank you for, you know, sharing your platform, sharing your radio station with me, and, you know, allow me to come back again and again. They keep getting, they tired. They like, damn, you got this bitch on here again. I keep working. I keep doing stuff. I keep putting out content, and y'all are not working. I am working.
Well, I'm going to reach out to Prince Charlie C from Rockmaster Scott and the Dynamic 3, see what his schedule is looking like next week, and invite him on, invite you guys back, John A., and play this track for him and see what he has to say. And try to get you guys to do some work together. Maybe do a remix. And add Rockmaster Scott and the Dynamic 3 beat to this because it fits. It fits.
Can I ask you a question right quick?
Go ahead, D.
Can I ask you a question right quick? John A., just a quick question. Uh-huh. Do you have the stems for that?
I have the whole session.
Okay. I would love to do a remix on that.
Yeah, so let me know. I can send it to you. I can send you the session. You can have it, and you can do remix, you know, mix it up, do your thing. Because this is what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to
hold it and
just keep it to myself. This is art for me, and I love expressing myself, and I love to see what other people do to it. You see what I'm saying? Because I always find the beauty into whatever, in creativity, whatever people do to it. So I'm excited. And yes, you know, let me know. Send me your email. I'll forward you the session.
Debo, I'm getting ready. I'm putting John A's number in your inbox. So you call her.
Yes, drop that number in there.
I want to do a serious remix on that, man, in a Give it all back to you. I'm going to give it all back to you. I don't want no props, no credit, no nothing.
Right. Give it all to me, not half. I want it all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Debo. Her number's in your inbox.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, so I want to also thank, you know, Color Seed Girl. You know, you're my girl. We go all the way back. You are actually a friend. And I'm glad that you stepped in, and I'm glad you came in effortlessly. You got it right the first time. This girl never been in the studio, y'all.
So fast,
she never been
let
in,
that take down
never
so fast.
Been
and then they sent me the beat, like, she sent me the beat, and it was like, boom, boom, bam, okay. Got your check, got in the studio, and got it laid down so quick, like.
Well.
Because it was, the vibe was in there, like, it was there.
Cool. Cola, see, we're going to help you. We're going to push this song streaming so you get some change in your pocket so we can change that cell phone provider for you to get you a stronger 5G down there in South Carolina, girl. Yeah.
Keep reaching.
Get you to switch from Coca-Cola to Pepsi, too. Yeah, but go ahead, Jay.
No Pepsi.
Can you hear me now?
Good, John. Man. We're tripping tonight. We're just having fun tonight, Cola C. This is how we act.
No,
so welcome to the family.
I'm coming from.
Welcome to the family. Yeah. Go ahead, Miss John.
Yes,
we're sorry.
No, you good, most definitely. Like, you know, I thank everybody for being a part of this, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without y'all. I can do a whole lot, but sometimes you need people to fill in the gaps. You need people to help along the way. You know, there's only so much I can do on my own, and I just want to thank everybody for, you know, supporting and believing. And, you know, every time I come on, you know, I'm always show love from everybody that's on here. Shout out to the Hilltop Radio Station. I'm going to make a theme song for you for the Hilltop Radio Station. How about that?
Yeah, do that.
Wow.
Now, Cola, see if you're going to be a part of this. Make sure your phone is acting right now.
Yeah, your phone's good.
Period.
Y'all gonna
be my phone. But y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all stay tuned because Bessie will be out soon. If not this week, next week. I don't know the exact date, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Don't touch it out. And make sure, because that video, when I tell y'all I seen a sneak peek
of
it, and it is nasty.
Where y'all doing the video at, Johnny?
Well, we did the video already. It's already shot. It's being edited right now.
Oh,
and
damn.
Basically,
that was quick.
I could give
shit.
Y'all a little. I could give y'all a little idea already. So basically, you know, we took it back to the 90s. We got 90s style. It's a lot of colors. It's very colorful. We did some raw footage and outside, and then we did some green screen. And you know, and it's very nice. We got the sun beaming on us. We got a little scene going on, you know, some acting going on. So it's a whole movie. So I'm excited. You know, shout out to Brandon Hilton, my good buddy, my team.
Yeah, you did a song with him. You did a song with Brandon, right?
Yes, I did a song with Brandon Hilton. Yeah. I did a pop song. A lot of these bitches and niggas out here don't know that I can do pop too. I also have a song that I'm speaking Espanolsis. So listen, that's what it's all about with Scorpion.
So you should have told me about the video. I could have broke my guinea pig
not the guinea pig.
Yeah, name Run. He got a cargo hat and a gold dookie gold chain around his neck. His
it
name is Run.
It ain't too late.
Yeah.
I'm still working. It ain't too late. I still got more stuff that I'm doing. You know,
Providence
I still got
gets
a lot
on
of
that
songs.
One.
Yeah, so I'm still putting out stuff. And even though the album is gonna be out the 31st. I'm still recording and I'm still putting out content and videos of the songs that's on the album. This is about to be a visual album. Beyonce who?
So let me turn the table a minute. So Cola C, when we expecting a single from you? When you getting in the studio to drop us with a single?
I'm currently working on some singles. I am.
What is it?
I've been writing it. To be continued.
You read the one New Edition, Mr. Telephone Man.
You know what? Here you go.
But you know what I'm gonna do? This is what I'm gonna do with you, girl. I'm gonna set it up for you. I'm gonna put you in the studio, and I'm gonna set up your first single. That way, you could package it and put it out yourself.
777-93-11.
I'm done with him tonight. Okay.
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my life.
What the hell
life.
Is he smoking on?
I don't know what
he's
smoking on tonight.
I'm on natural high tonight. Natural high tonight. Yeah, I ain't got no weed. I ain't got my monthly. I didn't get my monthly shipment in the past 3 months, so I'm dead dry.
Did you take?
Yeah.
You sound like you took the coronavirus vaccine. That's what it sounds.
Oh
like.
Hell no! I ain't taking that shit.
You know what? That's what I think it is. You took that vaccine.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. You know people out here doing the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, I'm just having fun. I'm just messing with Cola C. Yeah, you know. So you got some options. You know, you got the remake of New Edition, Mr. Telephone Man, or Morse Day 77-93-11. You know what I'm saying? So
you
know,
know
one of
and
them
you know what?
Is a hit.
I bet you she'll kill it.
Oh yeah, I know she will. Just gotta make sure when she does. We just gotta make sure when we do the interview, we gotta find her a landline.
You know what I would like for her to do the remix to remember the reggae joint Telephone Love.
Oh yeah,
on the telephone.
Chava Ranks.
Yeah.
No, that's not Chava. Is that Chava Ranks or that?
Yeah, that's Chava Ranks.
Oh, I thought it was Chava Ranks.
My grandson said walkie talkie.
My grandson said he'll give you his walkie-talkie. Yeah, my grandson, he'll give up his walkie-talkie.
I'm on the same. I be having the same problems. My phone be dropping all the time. I be talking to people, but unfortunately, my phone be dropping on people I really don't want to talk to anyway. So,
that's just the spirit moving.
I would like to know who y'all phone carrier is.
I would like to do a reggae song.
Actually, Janae, that's
I think y'all would kill it. I really do.
Oh yeah.
You know, because I can.
You know,
Janae,
you're only like
a
better channel.
I can definitely
channel
the reggae.
If you don't make a reggae song, you have to have three
songs. I think that would be a great idea.
Like...
Cola C, where can people follow you at?
They can follow me at Cola C on the ground. Snapchat, ASMO93. Do I need to keep going?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Keep going.
My music is on Instagram. It's on Instagram, Cola C on the Flow. That's definitely my main page that everyone needs to follow.
All right. Cola C on the Flow, y'all. Jhené, one more time. Where they following you at?
Jhené.
Egyptian God Tis.
Well, you guys, you can find me on the Egyptian Goddess, maybe Egyptian Goddess.com, because the bitch got a website, yeah, for all y'all hating ass hoes. Go over there, click on it while you over there on OnlyFans and dig in behind your closed doors. Go on the website and stop playing with me and subscribe. And then I want y'all to go on my Instagram, The Real Jhené Wright. That's THEREALJHNAEWRIGHT. The Egyptian Goddess is also on Instagram. And I have Twitter. I am Jhené Wright. And I'm worldwide.
All right. All right. Well, like I said, I'm going to put a call in to King Charlie Prince. Remind me, Robin, to do that. Get him to come back on the show. Get you two young ladies to come back, play and get something going here on the Hilltop Radio Show for you guys. Maybe we can do a Rob Master Scott Dynamic 3 remix or something like that. That would be hot too.
That'd be hot.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
Make sure you text me. Make sure he texts me so I can send him. I got it.
Okay.
He did.
All right.
I got it. And I'm going to send it tonight. I'm going to send him the session tonight, and I want to see what he talked about.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
Anybody else want to say anything else before we let these young ladies go? Because we do not want Cola C's phone to drop again, y'all.
And that is no say.
All right. Well, this has been... Mine is T-Mobile, but I haven't dropped since I had it. Yeah.
I'm with T-Mobile too.
Did you get the shade?
I don't know what the hell is going on with your T-Mobile. Yeah.
You know what? What kind of phone you got?
Samsung. Yeah.
Anyways, I want to thank y'all so much again. Y'all make sure y'all go stream Bestie. It is out now. Scorpionic will be
Bestie.
Out Memorial Day.
It's
going down. And I am so excited.
Go play Bestie. Play Bestie. The sun is out.
Now, see, that's how you know her phone is not good because she's talking over me. So, once again, y'all make sure y'all go stream Bestie. It's out on Spotify, it's out on iTunes, it's out on Apple, and it's everywhere. Make sure you go and download Scorpionic. Y'all can pre-order it too 2 days before on Spotify and Apple Music. Listen, it's going down. Get your hoe on the chart. I'm trying to be at the BET Awards. Stop playing with me.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it here first on Hilltop Radio Show. Ladies, we want to thank you guys. Appreciate you for taking time out of your scheduling being here live on the Hilltop Radio Show. Appreciate you.
Bye.
All right, you guys, we'll be right back. But in this segment called Say It With Your Chest, we'll be right back.
Say love.
I was jamming to the beat and writing to the flow. M.I.A. H-Town L.A. All around the world going down in the A. I'm a dancer queen, real smooth machine. Catch me on the front page magazine. Best friend,
hey girl,
you know what I mean. Stepping through the scene with a gangsta lean. We gon' turn up, put your drinks in the air. We trimming a little loud cause nobody really care. It's the weekend and we love to play. While we rock it to the beat, tell me what you wanna say.
It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night to the weekend. It's me and you and my best friend. We gon' jam all night to the moment. My boo and my best friend. We gon' party all night till the weekend. It's me and you and my best friend. We gon' jam all night till the moment.
My boo in a 305, about to blow up poo in a slip and slide. Looking real mean if you know what I mean. Eating cornbread, real thin collard greens. He got my back no matter where we at, like full flat tires on the Cadillac. It's me, my boo, hanging with your crew, and don't forget my bestie too. We gon' turn up one time, put the drinks up. We vibing, right here, right now, we popping. We oh so fly. We gon' turn up one time, put the drinks up. We live, we vibing, right here, right now. We also fly.
Call a seat on the beat, fresh from my head to feet. All you girls don't wanna be, can never ever get like me. We gon' turn it up and not the party going up. Stars going down like Young Jock, hitting with that beatbox. Do your dance on the beat, me and I bring the heat. Put this song on repeat, cause you know we kinda eat. Pull up gang strong, money long when we hit the scene. Focus on the chest, he's so ice to make the scene sweet. Got some dudes on his knee, looking at my kitty cat. While I saw that ass back, you know I made that ass clap. Just a dude home, I just had fun with him. I don't really care, feel him, I just freaking forget him. Scorpios up in the bed and we 100, we the realest man. I business, we the chillest, I survive, we steady killers. Put it over to your cup, turn it up.
Hey, little secret, my boo got a big one, ain't he so conceited? I ride on the beat and I glide on the flow. Doorbell ringing, let me see who at the door. I just got paid and I got my little stimulus. Swapping credit cards and we already going ludicrous. Niggas know me, step you in the back. Scratch paint off his car and he paint back.
It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night till the weekend. It's me and you and my best friend. We gon' jam all night till the moment. It's me, my boo, and my best friend. We gon' party all night till the weekend.
Yo, this is your boy Scoop Beats, just letting you know that we have those beats for sale for lease online right now at airbit.com/SCOOTBEATZ. And that's airbit.com/Scoop Beats. Also on beatstars.com/SCOOTBEATZ. That's beatstars/Scoop Beats. Now, if you want to get those exclusives, please text 405-355-8558. And for studio time, recording, mixing, and mastering, go to facebook.com/Scoop Beats Music Group. That's facebook.com/Scoop Beats Music Group. Y'all have a blessing.
All right, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Shouts out to John A, the Egyptian goddess, and Cola C for being a part of the show. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody out there worldwide watching the show. And by tomorrow, well, I lied. We are now 154K in on DJ Sean Live 24/7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we just hit 150 just the other day. We are really doing our thing over there on DJ Sean Live 24/7. Hey, I just want to, you know, Devo, DJ, GQ, Robin Lynn, Maven, Vaz Live Radio. I want to thank you guys for being a part of the Hilltop Radio Show each and every Monday night that we're on. You guys' presence, trust me, is very humbling. I appreciate what you guys bring and how you guys interact with all these artists that we bring here on the show. My hats go off to you guys. You guys were there in the trenches when I was going through my ordeal and helping me with prayer to get back on my feet, which I'm on my feet. I'm not running on my feet yet, but I'm on my feet. I'm able to get my left arm and do things that I didn't think I was going to do this early in the game, but I'm doing stuff that amazes my therapist each and every time that she comes. So, and I'm proud of myself for putting in the work and not giving up like most people would do. So I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Real talk. Yeah.
Good. All good.
Yeah. So, let me see. Where is it at? Where is it at? Got a new show we're going to do on sometimes on the last 15 minutes of Hilltop Radio Show before we get on out of here.
Say it with your chest, little ass nigga.
Excuse me. Say it with your chest is something that I created today because I was on social media and I was going down the news feed and I'll be looking at the nonsense and the craziness is all comical and hilarious. What these people post just to hype themselves up for other people to come on there and like and comment and share the shit and this and that. So my understanding is all of last year, the whole world was shut down because of the coronavirus. Every state was shut down, businesses were shut down and whatnot. So my first thought, I'm going to say it with my chest, is how in the hell can you have record label of the year, artist of the year, video of the year, and I forgot what the other one was. And you just created your record label just this year. But you're talking about last year, record of the year last year. How can that be? And the music business industry, studios, some of the radios, some of the streaming platforms were shut down. How the fuck can you have female album of the year, and video of the year, and we didn't have an industry? I don't understand that. Can you guys collab on that to make me understand that we were in a pandemic and everything was shut down? How the hell you make a make-believe post and you got over 10 dummies liking it and not putting shit together? I don't understand that. You understand that, DJ Debo?
No, I'm fighting with the mute button, bro.
Yeah, I don't understand that one, man. I don't understand that one.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Now, Debo, I mean, GQ, you're in the same state as me, North Carolina. And I know goddamn well North Carolina was shut all the way the hell down, right or wrong.
Well, shut everything down.
Exactly. And I just want to put this out there. And Robin out there in Seattle was shut the hell down, too. Seattle, Washington was shut down, too.
Completely.
I just want to put this out there. The guy is from North Carolina, so I already knew that was a damn lie. I was just shaking my head. But the thing about it is, the people that are following you, they're just as dumb as you putting it on there just to get a response. And then the artists that you're advertising, I ain't never heard of these artists a day in my life. I'm Googling them. They must not be big-time artists and whatever awards you won as a make-believe award. Y'all need to stop doing that shit. And yeah, I'm not being a hater. I'm just letting you guys know that, hold on a sec. Yeah, I'm just letting you guys know that I'm...
Say it with your chest, little ass nigga.
Yeah. Still make no sense.
And don't be making up no fake genres. Like, I'm the mom and pop of soul.
Yes, I just want to say certain stuff because it, and then, you know, one thing that we do over here, Debo, GQ, Robin, is when we have a announcement, especially numbers, I screenshot the information and put it out there so you can see it. These people be making make-believe up numbers, but are not backing what they're saying with a visual. The world today is all about visuals. The industry is all about visuals, numbers. The world is made up of numbers. Each of us got a number when we were born into this world as a damn Social Security number. But if you saying that you got over a certain amount of streams and you're doing this, you're doing that, prove it. Stop saying you got this and got that and can't prove it. And again, you got these idiots that are so gung-ho running to your page and liking and sharing shit just to get slapped in the face because the shit's not true.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's just not true at all. Come on, people. Grow up, man. Come on now. Enough is enough. Stop with the clown shit. Yeah. Start providing visual numbers so people can believe it. Until I see numbers, I don't believe the shit. I don't believe the hype. Real talk. You know who you are. Because there's going to be people. There's people that go back and ear hustle anyway. Listen to the show anyway. I know because I know the numbers. I know my numbers. Me and Robin talk about numbers every day, right, Robin?
She's twisting up, man.
Yes, we do. Yes,
she's
we do.
Twisting up.
Okay. And numbers don't lie. We don't even have to say nothing. Numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, right now, exactly, right now, the last 23 minutes, we've been visited by Norway, Sweden, Peru, Thailand, and Canada. I have countries within the last 24 hours as well, too. I can pull that up. This is visitors at over 3,500 visitors within the last hour. It's right here, right in front of me. I can screenshot and put it out there. A total of 86 countries.
That's pulling from the stats. Go right to the
total
stats.
From the stats. Exactly.
The stats.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but until you prove me wrong, say you're streaming 100,000 streams on a song and this and that, I don't believe that shit until you show it to me. I don't give a damn about no made-up photo cover about who this and that. A lot of you guys know how to, if you're computer savvy and shit like that, you guys know how to go and make fake pages and this and that. Please don't make a fake page. Because I'll call you on that shit, too. prove what you're doing with actual numbers, where you can, where the people can go and see what the hell is going on. Real talk. Because I'm about sick of it. You doing,
yeah,
ain't no
stop
way.
Lying.
Yeah, stop lying. Just to make yourself look good in front of these idiots. And that's what they are, idiots. Real talk.
Say it with your chest, little ass nigga.
All right, DJ D-Bo, I told you about this artist we had on yesterday, Willie B out of Atlanta. He had a hot song called Bounce, and I'm getting ready to play that for you right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Give me a minute to find it.
I've been wanting to hear it.
Yeah. I guess I lost some friends tonight. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. That's really B called Bounce. DJ D-Bo, what do you think, man? A strip club
like
banger right
like
there.
Yeah, I like it. I tell you what, I definitely like to hear that on the set, man, because that bass sound like she's riding. It sound like she's dropping low. Yes. You know me, I'm a beat man. Beat catches me every time.
Oh, yeah. DJ Debo. I mean, yeah, GQ, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the track was hot, though. It was hot, man. I ain't got the words for it, but hot.
All right. But, you know, let me go back to the numbers real quick. At 3 o'clock this morning, we were visited 34 times by 19 countries and 24 cities. And, you know, Tina, Bangladesh, Canada, Egypt, French, Hungary, India, Japan, Malaysia, Netherlands. I'm just skipping over some of these. Spain, Sweden, Thailand, Turkey, United States, Vietnam, just to name a few. So, you know, that's 1.26 from each city, each country compared to the city on the number of times it's been visited. So, again, if you don't have efficient numbers, at that time we were at 153K at 3 o'clock in the morning. This is 3 o'clock in the morning. And you got that many countries looking at what you're doing. Come on, man. Get your mind right. Get the numbers right. Get your numbers up. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, it's crazy, man. And then at 6 o'clock in the morning, we were visited 36 times, 19 countries, 25 cities. So, you know. Greece, Japan, Germany, Croatia, Bulgaria, Australia, Argentina, you know, Singapore, Yugoslavia, Poland. Yeah, come on, man. Come on, cut that out. Cut it out. All right, DJ Debo, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, big brother. Yeah.
Oh, man, you can find me at Debo Taylor L on Facebook. That's DEBOTAYLOR-EL on Facebook. You can find me at Debo the Pro IG. You can find me right here in the Hilltop Radio Show Monday nights and soon to be Sunday nights. And whenever my big brother call on me, I'm there. You can also catch me at anywhere. Send me a smoke signal, drum, whatever. Just get with me. Peace and blessings.
All right, all right. DJ GQ, talk to us.
Yeah, you can find me at Harold Thompson on Facebook, Instagram. Also right here on the Hilltop Radio Show on Mondays. Also 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana. Back in the Day Cafe. I also got the 4 o'clock gospel show. And that's about it.
All right, Robin Lynn Maven, Bias Live Radio.
Working behind the scenes that I am streaming, making sure we get out this fine programming out. And you can find me on social media everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Gmail, Twitter, at Robin Lynn Maven. And my favorite, Cash App, $ Robin Lynn number one.
All right. What, Debo, you were saying something?
I figured she was going to drop that one. I was going to say, I got you covered, Robin. $ Cash App, Robin Lynn, maybe number one.
All right, you guys. So next Monday night, you know, we're gonna lead a month with awareness. You know, this is stroke month, and we're going to be leaving the month with Dr. Pinto, which is my stroke doctor, therapist Tiffany, therapist Carolyn, and another friend that I met. She had a stroke as well, and you know, after 2 years, she still was struggling, you know, getting back well. And she's going to be joining us here on the show next Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So we're going to start bringing you guys some awareness each and every week here on the show. And then Sunday Night Drive, the last Sunday in the month. We got the Trap Outlaws from Houston, Texas will be in the house. And we also have author Tasty T. She's going to be in the house with us talking about her books that she wrote for her son, which is deaf. It's a Bible book in sign language. She wrote a book in sign language in honor of her son. She'll be with us next Sunday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show on Sunday Night Drive. So each and every week is not always going to be about music. We're going to be I'm going to tell you guys, for the whole month of June, it's nothing but awesome ass shows after show after show after show. And big names, and I'm talking about big names in the industry, big names in the corporate world as well, coming live here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Some big time guests, some artists, big time gospel group, the Melatones. You ever heard of them, GQ? The Melatones from out of Arkansas. They're going to be joining us next month. They're going to be joining us next month. So we got an awesome. The whole month of June is booked. That's how much talent we got coming on the month of June. The whole month of June is booked. And I went back to the Traffic Jam. The Traffic Jam will be back next month. Monique Songbird has her own show called The Songbird Show. And we're doing our damn thing here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. Everybody for being part of the show. And also, we got a whole new lineup, a whole new group of Team Hilltop that's going to be here with us each and every night, dedicating their time. They're going to be with us a whole. I'm not saying any names yet, because a lot of stuff is still being worked out. But when they come on, you guys are going to be amazed who DJ Sean went up his sleeve and got to be a part of the show on Sunday nights and Monday nights starting next month. That's right. I ain't no joke. That's right. Debo, any last words you want to say, man, before we get on out of here, bro?
I'll tell you what. What I would want to say real quick is that those that are following me on my Facebook page, I'll be posting some information starting probably tonight. I might start posting it tonight. If anybody's interested in credit repairs, I'll be posting information on credit repairs and contact information, and I'll be doing this for free.
All right. You have every damn body on there. You said for free. It's the only time you can get people to do shit when you give them for free.
It doesn't make sense, because a lot of these people that's doing credit repair and things like that, it's really public information. And they're making, not knocking nobody hustle, but if people is already in hurting, why would you try to hurt them more by trying to take from them what they don't have? You know what I mean? It's just a simple give back. Yours will come. It might not come right then and there, but it will come. And I definitely will be explaining about how to get around certain things on your credit report. There's another agency that you could contact that the credit reporting agency actually gets their information from. It's called LexisNexis, LexisNexis. Google them, and you'll be really, really surprised.
All right. GQ, the last word you want to say, man?
Just stay blessed, Sean. That's all I can say, bro.
All right. Robin Lynn?
Man, keep up the good work. You're doing such a great job, and I'm so proud of you. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to be here. Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Ditto. I ditto that.
No problem, y'all. No problem, man. All you got to do is just, say it with your chest. That's all you got to do. So, you know, each and every Monday night, it'll be a segment called Say It With Your Chest. I don't care who's mad. And here's PSA, Public Service Announcement. I don't care how mad you get. If you get upset about what I say, the truth hurts. You know what I'm saying? Repair it. Since Debo is putting on this page, repair credit, repair your image. That's what you need to do. Repair your image for free. Seek God. God will help you. Stop right. being a square. Stop being a clown. Yeah.
Right.
That's what you stop doing. Stop being a follower and begging to try to be a leader in this world today. You know, do something with yourself. Be somebody. Make people follow you for a reason, not a season, not because of, you know, everybody's got a name. You were given a name, but have people follow you because you're doing the right thing in the industry. You're helping other people get to where they're going. Don't contact people and try to get them to get you on something and then talk to the people like you're worth this and you're worth that, messing up somebody else's, you know, flow and stuff like that. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. Enough's enough.
That's right.
Real talk. Enough's enough. All right, y'all. Let's go back with us. We're going to send in the clowns. You guys have a good night. Until Sunday night. We'll see you back here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Peace.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clown. Isn't it bliss? Don't.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. He'll talk, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop.
Sunday night, the drive home. I'll see you when I see you. Say it with your chest. Peace.